Amen. I just want to stay with something. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is fullness of joy. Amen. Amen. Are you ready to shout?
Yeah.
Are you ready to shout?
Yeah.
You know, we got a thing at church that I say, Jesus, who lives? And you say, Jesus. All right?
Yep.
To his name, I shout to his name, and you shout, glory. Okay? Are you ready?
Yep.
Who lives?
Jesus.
Again, who lives?
Jesus.
Again, who lives?
Jesus.
To his name.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. My name is Raul Castillo. I'm originally from Latin America, from a little country called El Salvador. Do you know where it is?
Yes.
It's pretty far away. But I've been here, I came here when I was 16. So I've been here for a long time. Just to tell you a bit about myself, we started a church just around 8 years ago. But before that, I was working with a pastor for 11 years. And I started to feel a call, not to be a pastor or not to be working with a pastor, but I felt in myself to go to mission trips. And I started having a call from Pakistan, and they started to invite me. But I felt Pakistan, the only thing that I can hear from Pakistan is a lot of trouble. Kidnappings, killing, people being, very complicated. But sometime God is going to start to stir your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Because when there is a calling, God is going to start to stir your heart. Why is God is going to start to stir your heart? The only reason why is because he's going to test if you are willing to take the call. Amen?
Amen.
That's the only way. If you love him so much, you will hear his voice, and you're going to attempt to receive the calling. So, these people from Pakistan, I didn't know them at all. But they kept saying to me, come to Pakistan, I know you're going to be blessed. But in my heart, I was very troubled because I got a beautiful family. So I got my lovely wife here and my lovely children. And sometimes you feel a burden in you. Should I go, God? I start praying. I start doubting myself. Have you ever doubted yourself? Yeah?
Yes.
That's normal.
Yes.
Every doubt. So I said to myself, okay, God, if you want me to go to Pakistan, I know that you're going to deal with me first. So I went to Pakistan just to, not to tell you so much. But it was a great feeling. Sometimes media, TV, and the news, they say too much about Pakistan, too bad things about Pakistan. But to tell you the truth, Pakistan is... it's a country full of prayer warriors, about healings, about miracles, about people in need. They don't have much as we do. We are very comfortable people, very comfortable. We have everything. If you want to buy a car tomorrow, you go and buy a car. If you want to buy anything that you desire, you get it. It is easy. But in Pakistan, they don't have anything at all. The only thing they have is to reach out to God. And that's why you see a lot of miracles happening. That's why you see a lot of signs and wonders. Because their faith is centered in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, church?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, and I have visited Colombia with my wife. I've been to Indonesia, and it's been a blessing to be able to preach in those nations. So, and then I ended up with a church. I didn't want to be with a church, but I ended up with a church. So, it is of a great blessing to be able to be a pastor of half Latin Americans and the other half Australians and English-speaking people. Amen? It's always a blessing. In the church, there are so many nations. In the church, there are so many races. In the church, there are so many people, but with one only focus, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I want to start by sharing to you about double portion. God started talking to me. I'm going to be here, so I want to be very close to you guys. Because I want you to receive. I want you to receive. And I know today is going to be a day that your life is going to change a little bit. Amen?
Amen.
God will bring abundance in your life. God will bring faith into your life. God will bring a miracle into your life. Who's looking for a miracle today?
Amen.
Who's looking for a miracle today? Amen. Because at the end, I want to pray for you. If you allow me to pray for you, I know that we're going to receive a miracle. We're going to receive so many miracles. Because we have a God that makes miracles. We have a God that makes signs and wonders. But it all depends on you. It depends on your call. It depends on your faith. It depends in how you see the gospel of the Lord. And it depends in how you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit of the Lord is the one that is in here. It's the one that is touching you right now. It's the one that is talking to you right now. Amen? Because he has the power. He has the power because you have received the power. Amen? Do you believe so, church?
Amen.
And you shall receive. Amen?
Amen.
Who? Me? You. Amen? Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, I have the Holy Spirit in me. Just elbow them. Just elbow them. Okay? Not too hard. But tell your neighbor, neighbor, I have the Holy Spirit in me.
I have the Holy Spirit in me.
And the Holy Spirit of in me is telling that I'm going to be used. Amen?
Amen.
You want to be used?
Yes.
You want to be used?
Amen.
It is up to you to make yourself active in faith. In faith. Because sometimes, Pastor Philip, we are very comfortable in the church. Sometimes we don't want to even sing. We don't want to be. Sometimes we come to church and sometimes the worship is not getting there. We think. But it's not the church. It is you, because you are the one carrying the Holy Spirit. You are the ark of glory. You carry it with you. Are you with me, church?
Yep.
You are a carrier of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. If you feel praising, you praise. If you feel worshiping, do so. Amen?
Amen.
Because you are the one that brings the presence of the Lord in the house. Amen? And I want to speak to you. Let's go to the book of Luke 9:62. Do we have it on the screen? Amen. This is going to be really, really great. Amen. It's going to be really great. And he says like this: no one who puts a hand to the plow and he looks back, it is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. Do we have it there? All right, what does that mean? We are all in the kingdom. And we all have a call. And we all have a talent. And we all have a gift. But my question is, are you doing something with that gift and talent? Are you making yourself available to the Lord for that calling to come to pass? Amen? Think about this. Because to work in the kingdom, it requires commitment. And he says, Jesus says unto him, no man, that's talking about us in general, no man, okay, having put his hands to the plow and looked back, it is fit for the kingdom. You want to go back to your old life? Nobody wants to. No, no, brother. To put your hands on the plow, it means that you commit yourself to the Lord. And you're not going to look back. Because as soon as you grab it, you're making yourself available to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And that's one of the callings that we all have. Because everybody in this place, in this church, has a gift. And has a talent that is different from others. Amen? Do you know, I keep saying to my kids, I'm not a singer, but I'm singing. I don't have a beautiful voice, but I do sing. And that is not my calling. It's somebody else's calling. But sometimes, when we don't have people that is taking that place, we have to do it ourselves. Because nobody wants to take the commitment. Church, I know that God is talking to somebody here. You have to raise up and use the talent to bless the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
You gotta bless the people of God. You cannot hide your calling. You cannot hide your gift. You cannot hide your talent. Use it. For the kingdom, it's not for the pastor, it's not for the church, it's for God. Because you are blessing him with your talent. Amen?
Amen.
So there is a call. But let me tell you one thing, there is always a cost. There is always a cost to follow Jesus. One is to leave everything behind, you owe you. And the second one is to renounce on everything you possess or own. Amen? And that's hard. Sometimes people, they don't want to leave the all behind. But sometimes they want to carry it. Come with me. You know, you're driving him. Huh? And sometimes that can hinder your calling. Because you're carrying something old. If the Bible says that we are a new creature in Christ, you have to leave the old behind. And you have to bring the new one in front. Amen?
Amen.
There is a cost to follow Jesus. There is always a cost. It's about sacrificing yourself for the Lord. Or otherwise, ask Abraham. Huh? You know, God said, give me your promise. Give me your only son as a living sacrifice. And he went, oh, but that's your promise. You gave me that son. Why do you want me to give something that you gave me to give it back to you? I cannot understand. Sometimes, my brothers, we cannot understand God. Sometimes we have to accept and obey Him. You know, when Abraham was almost ready to sacrifice his son, an angel came and the angel said, stop. This is always a sacrifice. There is always something that we have to leave behind. But when God sees that you're obeying Him, then He's going to receive your blessing. Because you're obeying Him. You're listening to Him. Amen? Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Who lives?
Jesus.
Who lives?
Jesus.
To His name.
Glory.
Hallelujah. When there is a calling from God, there will be a double portion of His blessings and promises. There is always a double portion. You know, let's go to the book of Kings, 1 Kings 19. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God is always good. Elijah went from there and found Elijah, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And he himself was driving the 12 pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elijah then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and my mother goodbye, he said. And then I will come to you. Go back, Elijah replied. What I have done to you. So Elijah left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people. And they ate. And then set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. Follow. Are you followers of Christ? Does it sound familiar? Amen. But let me one thing. Let me tell you one thing. And I ask myself, why Elijah needed so much power to break the ground? That's too many oxen. Amen. That's too many. You might figure that the land was so hard and tough to break it. Sometimes, my brothers, it requires the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in you to break the ground. Do you receive it? He needed so much power to break the ground. Okay, tell your neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'll be pushing the plow.
I'll be pushing the plow.
Breaking the ground.
Breaking the ground.
And planted the seed.
And plant the seed.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to push the plow?
Yes.
We are pushing. But not everybody wants to push it with us. That's the problem. Amen? We all need to push the plow because we need so much power to break the ground. That's why God is calling to everybody to His kingdom. I am ready to push the plow. Are you ready? Are you ready, church?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure?
Yes.
Amen. Twelve oxen. The other thing that I like is that Elijah threw the mantle on Elijah. What does that mean? Anybody? Anybody? What does that mean? Yeah, that's one. I mean, what? You gonna preach too, church? You gonna preach too? Amen?
Amen.
Power. What else, church? Throwing the mantle, it means anointing, chosen, authority. God has given you the authority, has given you the anointing, and He has given you the Holy Spirit of the Lord to do so. Because we are living in a time that we need to be anointed. Are you realizing that, church? We need to commit ourselves in prayer. We need to commit ourselves in by fasting. We need to commit ourselves reading the Word of God, preparing ourselves. Because if somebody comes to you with an illness, what are you going to do? Sometimes, you know, people come to us and they say, "Brother, sister, I've been feeling bad. You know, I've been feeling this way. I've been having this pain," and so on and so on and so on. Sometimes we just hear it, but we're not doing anything about it. And sometimes we have to realize and stop. Okay, they are telling me that they got a need. So what do I need to do? Pray for them. Because God has given the Holy Spirit in each of us. So Elijah threw the mantle on him. "Look, God has told me to look for you, and I found you. Because you're going to take over." You're going to take over from me. But as you read the Bible, Elijah served Elijah for 10 years. Are you willing to wait? Because Elijah didn't do anything. He was just a servant. He was learning from Elijah. He became the disciple. He needed to learn how to push the plow. Is your commitment? Is your willingness? Are you ready to serve? Ready to follow Jesus? Faithful to the calling. I like this one, faithful to the calling. You know why? Because sometimes it's hard to be faithful. No matter what happened. It is true. It doesn't matter if they talk bad to you. It doesn't matter if they are hurting you. It doesn't matter if you are being criticized. You have to be faithful. You have to be faithful. You have to remain on God's foundation. You need to be anchored. Stay still until God tells you to move. Faithful to the calling. It's hard. Because there are so many things that the devil is going to try to send to you. God rebuke him. Amen?
Amen.
Because the devil will try to hinder your call. Be faithful to your calling. Obedience. Obedience is what God requires. Obedience is better than what? The mantle. Neighbor, tell your neighbor. Neighbor, I'm ready to push the plow.
I'm ready to push the plow.
Loud. Neighbor,
I'm ready
to push
the plow.
To break the ground.
Break the ground.
And to sow the seed.
Sow the seed.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Amen. How long do I have, Pastor?
Up to 12.
Up to 12. Amen.
So you can stop early if you want.
There's so much. Yes, there is so much. But are you receiving, church? Are you receiving?
Yes.
Your life is going to change. If you're hearing the voice of God, your life is going to change. Because it requires practice. It requires for you to be active in faith. It requires for you to act on the word. Amen? Because if you don't do anything about it, nothing is going to happen. That's why we all came to Jesus. To be changed, to be transformed. To learn. Because by learning, we grow. By learning, we can produce. We can give back. Because God is going to use you in a mighty way. Amen?
Amen?
Let me tell you why. Because when I went to Pakistan, and as you know, sometimes people, they get very happy to see so many people, like thousands of people. They get, wow, you know, wow. But it's not that. Because at the end, let me tell you one thing. At the end, you're never going to get to know them. They'll know you, but you won't know them. Sometimes you have to be very humble. And I said to myself, God, I'm here. What do you want me to do? And you ask yourself, well, you have come here to pray for them. To pray for miracles. To pray for wonders. To see signs. Because the Bible says signs will follow. Who does? Do you believe?
Yes.
So signs and wonders are going to follow you. How many calls we find in the Bible? The Christian call. When somebody came to you and shared for the first time the gospel of the Lord. And you got saved. That's the first call. Amen? Are you with me, church?
Yeah.
All right. You know, Romans 1:6 says, you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus. That's in Romans 1:6. The call to holiness and the spirit-filled life. The call to ministry. Amen?
Amen.
You know, Paul said, I am a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Amen? Set apart. You know, when Elijah came to Elijah, we saw him taking the commitment and taking the call. And Elijah said to Elijah, let me go and kiss my father and my mother goodbye. He didn't hesitate. I'm ready. Any call that comes from God, you have to receive it. Amen? What is your call? What is your gift? What is your talent? How can I make myself useful in the church? You have a friend. Everybody has friends. Where's your family? You can share what you have learned. You can share about your testimony. You can share about your dreams. You can share about your visions. You can share about everything that God is providing to you for others. So next Sunday, are you willing to bring somebody? Anybody? Because that's a call. And you have to be able. You have to be useful. That's why we are here, church. That's why we are here. Not just to keep the word in our pockets. We are here not just to hide what we have learned. I know that you might say, Pastor, but sometimes they don't want to listen. We know that already. We know that already. But you never know that they might be in need. Spiritually? Amen? You don't know if they need a prayer for healing? You don't know if they need a prayer for encouragement? But you have to be ready and available. Amen? Because if you are a follower of Jesus, you have to imitate him. Breaking the ground. How can I break the ground? How can I prepare myself? The ground is your heart. Because if you gotta push the plow, you need the Holy Spirit to remove things in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Breaking the ground is to remove. Ready? Before I go into this, who lives?
Jesus.
Who lives?
Jesus.
To his name?
Glory.
All right, you're ready. What does that mean? Resentments. Resentments. You have to remove them. You have to break the ground. Because some type of soils are very hard to break. Because they have so many things in their heart. Resentments. Bitterness. I like this one because this one in the church is very popular. Unforgiveness. This one is, you know, this one is the one that is keeping Christians tied up. Because if you don't forgive, it's like you're dragging somebody with you all the time. But when you forgive, yourself, you let the other party free. Not yourself, the other party. Because you are the one that received the revelation to forgive. God will manifest Himself in you in love to forgive. Because the only way that you can forgive people is to love them. There is no other way. And by saying so, love can break the ground of unforgiveness. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Are you learning, church? Are you learning?
Yes.
Amen. And I got a test after we finish. Amen? Deceptions, rejections, hatred, depression. You know, Australia, many people are in depression. Sometimes we don't even realize. So many. Stress, loneliness, peer pressure, self-esteem, and so many others. But the only way to break the ground is to use the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you, that it will make yourself clean. It will make yourself prepared. It will make yourself ready to take the call. Because the only way to be used is to be able to remove things out of our hearts and be able to use them for others. Because I cannot be preaching if I have unforgiveness. I cannot. If there is a type of hate in me to others, I won't be able to preach. That's why Jesus was expressing the parable of the soils, Matthew 13. There are so many different types of soils. Amen? But the one that we need to be is a good soil. The farmer needs to prepare the ground to sow the seed. Our heart needs to be a good soil that allows the seed to plant deep, grow strong, and produce fruit. Who wants a double portion? Who wants a double portion? I'm not talking about finances. I'm not talking about prosperity. Nobody likes to hear preaches about prosperity. It's not about money. What is best is that you need to treasure life in abundance. Because everything that comes from the Lord is richness. Seek first the kingdom of the Lord and everything will be added unto who? To me? No, to you. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Okay. Good soil. What is a good soil? You need to be washed by the blood of Jesus. Not by oil. By the blood. Oil will give you the anointing. But blood will wash away your sins. Blood will cleanse you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be a ground that is hard. I don't want to be that one. Sometimes when we come to church, sometimes we might face a brother, and the brother, he might not greet us. Have you experienced that? Huh? Is something wrong with the brother or the sister? Huh? We need to understand them. That maybe they had a bad week, but they have come to the right place. Because the only one that can sustain hearts is who? Who? The one that lives in you. Hallelujah. He talks about stony ground, and the other one is thorny. That in none of those grounds, the seed won't grow. We need to prepare ourselves and our hearts for the assignment that God has been placing you. We need to prepare ourselves. It's not easy. We need to sacrifice ourselves. Prepare for your assignment. What is your assignment? What is your call? Are you still hiding your talent? No? Somebody does. Yeah. Somebody does. But this is a call for you. And this is a call for my family. And this is a call for me too. Because we're always learning. We have a purpose and we have a reason to be here. Am I preparing myself spiritually? So every Wednesday, we have prayer meeting. Are we all coming? Huh? Yes. Amen. Just one brother. Amen. We need to be hooked. We need to be connected. That's why we have prayer meetings on Wednesday. Because anything can happen during the week. Because the devil, he's going to try to take away your blessing, to take your promises, to take everything that you might have spiritually. He's going to try to dry you out. He might try to suck your spirit out. Because he doesn't want you to be used. He doesn't want you to declare healings. He doesn't want you to declare signs and wonders. I want to pray for you at the end. Yep. The Holy Spirit of the Lord is in here. Amen? Yes. You know, Elisha qualified for his purpose. Because God said to Elijah, go and throw your mantle on him. You are qualified, brothers and sisters. You are. Don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. You are qualified. The only thing that we require is to be prepared for the work that God has given to us. God is training you. The tests, the trials, heartaches, good and bad times. God is preparing you and training you for your assignment. Just walk with Him. Hand by hand. Walk with Him. No matter what you go through, He will teach you to overcome these things. He will give you the strength, the peace, and the joy. You just gotta praise Him and worship Him. Amen? He's everything that you got. Make Him the center of your life. Have you heard this song? Jesus at the center of my life. Jesus at the center of my life. And everything from the beginner, amen. See, I can't sing. You are called to share the message of the kingdom. To many spiritual fields, that is our task. To win many souls as possible. That is our call. And I'm going to finish with this. If the leader, if the worship team can help me out. Amen. Yeah, Pastor. Yeah, amen. I want you to be ready. Because tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am ready to push the plow. To break the ground and sow the seed. Neighbor, I'm going to self myself active in faith. Today, I am receiving. Tell your neighbor, wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him. Too early in the morning. Wake him up. Wake him up. Brother, you have a call. Yes, you. You have a call. This is your time. If you have decided to come here, it's because God, it's because the Holy Spirit of the Lord has been stirring your heart. Receive it. Fill yourself more with the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Fill yourself more with the Word of God. Fill yourself more in His glory. Because there is fire in you. There is fire in you. No matter what it is that you're going through, brother, God is with you. There is a family of Christ that loves you so much. There is a family of Christ that they will look after you. You are in the right place. You are. Sow the seed. Sow the seed. You know, Elijah performed less miracles. But Elijah, he performed double the miracles. Just read that in the second book of Kings. Double the miracles. You know, Elijah said, Elijah, what do you want from me? Sometimes we ask God, we ask Jesus, God, I want this. I want. Elijah said, what do you want from me, Elijah? And you know, Elijah said, Elijah, let me inherit double portion of your spirit. Amen, brother. You have started a year with many prayers, but I believe at the end of the year, the things that you've been asking, God will bring them. You have to stay centered. Believe and act by faith. Don't hesitate. Act. Because faith is about acting. Faith is about acting in your purpose. Acting is what God wants. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen, brother? Can we see Jesus at the center? Amen? I want to pray for you. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:5, there is double portion of his blessings on your life. Receive a church. There is double portion of his blessings and promises in your life. This is what Paul said. What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? They are servants through whom you believed. As the Lord has assigned to each his roles, I planted. The seed and Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters eats everything, but only God who makes things grow. He who plants and he who waters are one in purpose. We are in one purpose. And each will be rewarded accordingly. You want to be rewarded? You want to be rewarded? To his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. Wow. You are God's field. I like that one. We are God's field. God's building. Brother, on your hands, on your hand, any hand, just hear me, yes, on your hand, on your hand, yeah, hand, you have a seed of faith. As a married couple, you have a seed of restoration. Restoring families. Amen? God is confirming you something. Sister, you have a seed of healing. Have you ever tried to pray for somebody? And you have struggle. Just declare it. Release the word. God will take the rest. Sister, You have a seed of knowledge. Brother, you have a seed of abundance. Everybody has a seed. Let me pray for you. I just want you to enter into his altar. Every eye is closed. Every eye is closed. God will speak to you. If you can speak in tongue, do so. If you can speak in the spirit, do so. God, the Holy Spirit of the Lord is moving in this place. Ooh. Jesus, be the center of. Start praying. Miracles are going to start to happen. Leaning to the end. He will always be. He's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus me. To the end. Receive church. Fire of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Fire of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Mightest. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. He's the center of your church. Holy Spirit of the Lord. Will bow and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Everybody raise up your voices. Let's all sing together. Yes, mighty. Everything in this world. Everybody sing along. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Fill yourself with the Spirit of the Lord. Smartest thing in this world we do. You're the center. Everybody raise up your hands. Raise your hands. Feel yourself. God is looking for worshipers. God is looking for worshipers. Worshipers. Whoa. Oh.
Jesus be the center of my love. Everybody. Jesus be the center of it all. Laura. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Come on, declare it. G, declare it. Jesus be the center of life, of your life. Jesus be the center of my life. Bless him, beginning to worship him, praise him. I declare the fire of the Holy Spirit, declaring that God will open doors, declaring that a new season is coming for somebody. Maybe last year wasn't a good season, but this year is a good season. It's a good season. It's a good ground. It's a good soil. You will produce. You will produce. The apple, the apple, the apple, the apple, the apple, the apple, the apple. Reach out. Reach out to your blessing. Reach out to your blessing. You. You the center of it all. You're the center of it all. Oh, oh. You're the center of it all.
You give life. You give life. You give life.
Pray, Pastor. Pray in the Spirit, Pastor. Everybody pray in the Pastor. Miracles are going about
thank
to happen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray in the Spirit, Pastor.
Yes, thank you, Lord. I'm going to share and I'm going to confirm what the Word of the Lord is saying. On this Wednesday night, I actually got a word and I went home. I told Pastor, I said I keep on getting double portion. Because on the last Monday, even when we're declaring a fast, on that Monday itself, in the morning, I was just struck with sudden oppression that was so great. Was so great, it's like I had a feeling of like Elijah. And I was reading 1 Kings 19. And I was reading about that part when you know, Elijah, that when he called, I mean, in verse 8, in chapter 18, he said they called a fire down. And he got such a victory. And I was telling Pastor, I had such a victory on Sunday. But on a Monday, there was a sudden oppression that was so great that I even had to ask the sister, say, can you please pray? And I was like battling something in the spiritual realm. And as if it's like everything was like being ripped off. I was so discouraged, so desperate. But then the Lord began to come, and as I pray in the Spirit, the Lord broke it in the afternoon, and I begin to read this, and I was reading this on Elijah and Elisha. And on a Wednesday when we were praying, I keep on telling Pastor, when I went back, I said, I keep on seeing that Lord, he's going to give us favor, and he's going to give us a double portion of the anointing. And I believe this is what in the spiritual realm, that's why I was battling on a Monday. It's just like, you know, as if that the enemy is trying to stop the anointing of a double portion. And lo and behold, on the Tuesday, I think it's Tuesday on that week, and suddenly it is like a miracle. All right, I got a fish, and I only had one fish, and this little fish gave birth. And when I told my family, they said, "How can that be? One fish, how to give birth?" And I believe this fish, when I bought it, she was already impregnated. So when the first time when I gave birth was two fishes, and I had to go to the dentist. But then eventually, as the day go on, we had 21 fishes All right, about two died. We had 19 now. And I believe, and when the fish gave birth to two fishes, and I said, Lord, I thank you. This is your confirmation of that double anointing. But yet, not only that, it began to multiply. And I believe that today the message is actually for you, for the church. And if you are the one, just receive it. Don't hold back. Just receive it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. If there is anybody with pain, if you have pain, I want to pray for you. Somebody else. God is going to do a miracle today. Has someone been suffering from high pressure, blood pressure? There is somebody with heartburns. Heartburns? I want to call this person, but there is somebody with depression. I'm not going to call you at the front. But if God is telling you to come to the front, come to the front. You, brother? Pastor Phil, I want to pray for him. We're going to pray for him. Because you're going to be free today. You're going to be free. Let's all start praying, church. Because there is everybody. Let's all pray. Ooh. Heavenly Father. Everybody praying, everybody praying, everybody praying, everybody praying. Oh, oh, are you Lord? Is your breath in our life? Gracias, Señor. Thank you.
Father, receive us.
You give life, everybody. You give life, you. Everybody singing. You are in the kingdom. You are in the kingdom. And you are a worshiper. We all need to sing. We are that is broken. Great. Raise your worship. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for my brother's life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for his blessings. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're gonna bring, Heavenly Father. Oh, never be lonely, never be lonely. He is with you at all times. He is with you all the time. You love him so much. And act on your call.
Oh, you
Father, we thank you for this morning about double portion. Lord, we know, Lord, this double portion, this anointing is going to come upon this church. And we're going to receive it by faith. By faith, Lord. We thank you, Father, that there is breakthrough in the spiritual realm. We thank you, Lord, that we can avail ourselves for your service. And so I pray that you continue, Lord, to renew our mind. Lord, that we will put aside all our old thinking. Lord, this new season has come for this church. So I just pray, Father, that you will cause the hearts of the people to warm up, that there will be an increased hunger and thirst for your word, and that when they come to this house, Lord, they will receive the touch from you in a very powerful way. Lord, you continue, Lord, to build up this atmosphere, change the atmosphere. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we just receive by faith, everyone here, the double portion anointing.
Amen.
Things is going to change.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. With this double anointing, Father, I begin to declare prophetically the decree of the Lord. The Lord of this congregation will come forth Moses, will come forth Joshua, will come forth Daniel, will come forth Esther, will come forth Deborah, Lord, a people of old in the Bible, but yet will come forth Peter, Paul, and all the disciples that's willing to carry the word of God in this place, out of this place, and into the nations, into the world. Father, we thank you. We receive by faith. And Lord, what you have spoken, let it be unto us according to your word, because we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen.